is the definition of good luck? Well, you've just affirmed I'm not fun, I'm fucked. When the suitcase fell into my hands, I looked to the sky to understand what exactly was coming down, only for the boon to swoon, taking a bow, a world of smiling turns to frown. And soon it became too late, running behind tardiness at every turn, as everywhere around me crashed and burned, consumed in a fiery blaze. And to make matters worse, the cash in the case all caught on fire and burned. Then when all was said and done, the police determined I was the reason I was the one for this quickly turned from an unlikely sci-fi epic or a spot behind the camera for Punk'd or some other joking scam of a show into a scene ripe with irony, paradoxically depriving me from space and time, not allowing me to define my own innocence, not letting me get my due diligence. It was done, it was said, and soon I found myself sleeping in a cot above a beast of a man named Dredd. But one guard would visit me daily, acting like he was in on something too, whispering these little languages I didn't know, giving me these little winks with these eyes that I didn't really see move too often. But yeah, he quickly disappeared as well, from my or anybody else's view. Kind of left you thinking eerie thoughts, but before he'd leave, go ahead and drop these pearls of insight upon me. I can't go into them all. There's so many. He was such a wise man, this being guard thing. But one thing I remember, the last one, he said. Chin up, Punk. At least you got your health. At least you got your mind. To which all I could reply was laugh out loud. And said, for fuck's sake, I think you're right. And whoever you are, and to wherever you went, I seriously think you're being sarcastic. But somehow, all of your words make complete sense. Either that, or I'm not as smart as I've always believed myself to be. But we'll leave that to others' discussions. Yet, I guess something to bear in mind would be, somehow someone saw Patsy, and they saw it written all over me.